Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And it truly is a good morning. It really doesn't make any difference if it's raining or if it's cloudy. It's a good morning because today we'll have some opportunities that we didn't have yesterday. And I'd like to think that we're all going to have an opportunity to witness for the Lord and share our faith with someone else. So if you would please get a cup of coffee, sit back, and relax with Elvis, Wayne, and the Lord. Elvis and I have been talking about Christians, and I have been there. I'm not throwing stones, but people that are very involved in their church, but they don't let it get in the way of their life. If they're at a social event, say somebody's Christmas party, you can't tell from their language and the things they're saying if they're a follower of Christ or not. Their words may just be as vulgar as the one standing next to them, and you just can't separate them. Or maybe out on the job, the jokes are just as tough as anybody else's, but they're in church on Sunday, and we're glad they are. I have been there. I know what it's like to be a lukewarm Christian, but I also know what it's like to really make a commitment to the Lord. And it is amazing how much my life has improved since I have stepped up and said, okay, I want my life to be a light for Christ so others can see Jesus Christ in my words, my actions, my jokes. And I'd like to share something with you that I came across that I really cherish. It says that if Christianity is important at all, then it is all important. If it is anything at all, then it is everything. It is either the most vital thing in your life or it isn't worth bothering with. And we need to make the decision. Is it or isn't it? Is it something that we really want to take on just like the armor of God, and we want to live as close as we can to Christ? And once I made that decision, my life got better, much better. Elvis has been through some times in his life in which his life was literally on the line. And then at one point in time, it wasn't in Korea, it was back in the United States, that he made a total commitment to the Lord, and his life has never been the same. And he has been a witness ever since. Elvis, you want to share some of this walk, your walk with us?
You know, Pastor, I was, when I first started to, trying to be a Christian, I was trying.
Yeah.
I wasn't letting God work through me.
Oh, good point. Good point,
and,
yeah.
And I found myself being cowed down, maybe embarrassed, maybe that's the word I want to use, when people ask me, are you a Christian or whatever, you know. And I remember when it finally began to enter my mind that I'm one or the other. This halfway business ain't going to work.
I
started seeking God and asking God to give me the strength. And finally, it come around to where that it doesn't matter who's here. If Obama's out here in the middle of the street and they ask me to pray, he'll just have
I'm
to
gonna pray.
I'm going to pray.
You bet.
It doesn't matter. And that part really changed my life. And there's people that want to be a Christian, a good Christian,
right,
but they just haven't give up the old life yet. And I was, as you was talking, I was sitting there thinking about, I was visiting a church one time, and the pastor, I mean, he got with it. Now,
yeah.
he was calling black and white, and I thought, my land, I didn't realize he, you know, and come to find out, he had invited a man to church, and the man came. Well, he didn't come back anymore, so he went to his house, and he said, sir, you came back, come once, but he said, you remember the guy that sat on the front row saying the amens that morning? He said, yes, he's my deacon. He said, well, that deacon was the one that I went out on Saturday night and we got drunk and done this. And he said, what do I need to come to your church?
Yeah.
If your deacons are going to be that
the
way.
The witness didn't go along with the words on Sunday morning.
Right. And so, and I thought, that's been a few years back, and I thought, Lord, I got to watch my words.
Yeah.
I got to watch my acts. I got to watch myself and be what God wants me to be.
We have a member of this church that was telling me that they were visiting with, I believe it was her brother, and he worked at a plant somewhere. And they were trying to get him to come to church. And he says, why should I? The guys that work with me go to church, several of them. But their language is as rough as mine. Their jokes are as dirty as mine. So why should I go to church? I've already got that part down. Mm-hmm. I don't need to go to church and be a hypocrite. Some people may say, well, I'm not being a hypocrite by doing that. Well, in the eyes of those that don't go to church, you certainly are.
Right.
In their mind, you are to try your best to live a life that exemplifies Christ. And again, I was a lay person then. That's not an excuse. But I was involved in all aspects of the church. This committee, that committee, deacon, elder. You know, I was involved in all this stuff. But I could get down with the rest of them. And it just, they didn't mesh. You know,
right.
Wayne, you're in church every Sunday, but here Tuesday and Wednesday, what difference has it made in your life?
Right.
I'd like to think I was a pretty good guy, but a lot of the words that came out of my mouth sure didn't reflect Christ's love.
Right.
You know, I wasn't throwing rocks through somebody's window, vandalizing or anything else. But my words were not reflective of the word of Jesus Christ.
You know, and people watch us.
They do.
They watch us.
And they know who goes to church.
And there's a scripture here in Romans, the 12th chapter, and the second verse. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Well, when we get our mind fixed on God, fixed on His services, that I'm going to be a good boy no matter what, then things begin to change. And it's not easy. No,
it's not easy. You know, you may be 50 years old listening to this, or you may be 13, but it is not easy to say, I'm going to stand up and live a life that Christ has called me to do.
But we can if we want to. Now, the want to's there.
There.
You know.
If we're committed to it.
And I want to serve God.
Yeah.
I want to serve God.
I am looking in Proverbs, the 12th chapter and the 17th verse. It says, a truthful witness gives honest testimony, but a false witness tells lies.
Right. Yeah.
You know, what is it going to be? Is it going to be a true witness or a false one? You know, it's kind of like, will the real Wayne Hollinshed please stand up? The guy that's sitting there in the pew on Sunday mornings, or the guy that was sharing the jokes out there after a dove hunt, and sharing the stories and foul language, which one is the real Wayne? Because they don't really mesh. They don't really reflect, both of them, Jesus Christ.
Right. You know, and I got another scripture here, the 12th chapter of Hebrews. It says, wherefore, seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight, and the sin which so easily besets us. Now, when I first started trying to be a Christian, I knew my weakness. I knew my weakness.
Yeah, we usually do. You're right.
You know, and I knew what was wrong.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to give it up.
So true. So you know? True.
And I never will forget, and I've told you a dozen times probably, it was Thanksgiving Day, 1954, I come home and pulled up in front of the little trailer wife and I was living in, and I was about half drunk. And I said, you know, talking to myself,
yeah,
this ain't going to work. This ain't going to work. And that Sunday night we went to a church, and I still don't remember the name of the church, and it doesn't matter. But I went forward, and if they do just like you do, and I went forward and I said, God, I'm going to go this time. This is it. This is it.
Right.
And I've been trying ever since. Easy? No, not all the way. It's a whole lot easier now than
Well, we backslide.
Yeah.
You know, especially those first few years. It's easier today. Yeah. But those first years that I was trying, I'd be around the same people, same friends, and I'd backslide. I'd get in there with them. And we tell the people that when they get out of jail, to find new friends. Otherwise, you're going to be right back in the same problem. Right. Well, I had the same issue. I was falling right back into the old pattern.
Here in this, the scripture says, let us lay aside every weight. That's what we're talking about. Something that holds us back.
You
holds
bet.
Us back. And the sin which so easily besets us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We've got to keep our eyes on him, Pastor, to make it.
You know, Paul uses several places the analogy of a race and the athletes and so forth. But it's such a good illustration of what we're in. It's a race. We don't know where the finish line is, but it is a daily endurance race, if you will, a marathon. And we're called to suit up every day, every day. And when we backslide, somebody's going to know it.
Somebody's watching.
And it may be that one thing that turns somebody else against Christ.
Right.
I'm reading in John, the first chapter, and the scripture is talking about John the Baptist. And that he said that he was not the Messiah. But it says, I am not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. He came to witness the Christ is going to be following. You and I need to be a witness to Christ.
Right.
We need to be his light, whether we're out in the field, whether we're in the grocery store, at the bank, wherever we are, we're called to be the light.
Right.
Jesus Christ has been here. He will return. But we're to be the light of Jesus Christ while we have this opportunity. And I call it an opportunity. To me, it is a blessing to be able to witness for Jesus Christ.
You know, as you was talking, I was thinking about you walking into United down here.
Right.
And most of the time when I walk in, those girls and young men up front, they'll speak.
Yes.
They know my name now and all that.
Uh-huh.
Well, my thought is, what kind of life have I lived before them?
Yep. And a lot of them are high school students.
Right.
We may see them here on Sunday at worship service or Wednesday night. So, don't kid yourself. They know who you are.
Oh, yeah.
If you're rude and you chew out that teller, they're going to know that and say, man, I don't want anything to do with them. We're setting examples one way or another. It's a choice. Right. We make a choice either to follow Christ and live as close as we can, knowing each and every one of us stumble, but knowing that his hand is always there to lift us up. But we are called to be a positive light for Jesus Christ, no matter where we are.
Just let our light shine before men.
That's right.
That they may see what's inside of us. That's
very good. Very good. And I know, like you and Kathy have people that come out to your house. It seems like Kathy thrives on having meal for about 40 to 60 people.
All time.
And, it would be real easy sometimes to lose your temper and start swearing and get out of snuff. But when we do that, it's giving a message to somebody. But when you can handle it with love and grace, even when things go wrong, maybe, and it's going to go wrong. Everything we do, there's something that's going to go wrong. But we can handle it in a way that's a positive reflection. And if anything, it's even a more powerful reflection than it would have been if everything went smoothly.
Right, right.
Showing that the love is in there in our heart, good or bad times, he's still there. And that's for a fact.
And I want him to stay there.
You betcha.
And I'd like, wherever I go, I've thought about Paul. He said, follow me as I follow Christ.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to make that statement, but I'd like to make that statement.
I understand.
Follow me as I follow Christ.
I'd like to think I was that strong a witness
Right.
But it makes me real nervous.
Yes.
Real nervous.
Yes.
The other day I was talking to somebody that really had their boat loaded. It was a lady, and she had so many things piled on her, and yet she was still turning to Christ. And I have had those times, and you have too, Elvis, where everything seems like the wheels come off all at once, not just one wheel, but two or three of them at the same time. And how you handle that situation is a real reflection of your relationship with Christ. Because it's going to happen to all of us sooner or later.
Sooner or later, it will happen.
It will happen. It doesn't happen every day, thank goodness. But there's been more than once, and I've asked God, I said, God, you said you wouldn't give me more than I can handle, but I'd like to have a timeout. I think you have more confidence in me than I do. And, you know, he always honors my prayer. But we are a light. We can be a little bitty one, and we can be a major light, or we can be a real distraction to those around us. And it's our choice.
You know, I think of a lot. You see it advertised, and they told us when I was in service how far you could see a candle.
Uh-huh.
You know, like 30,000 feet, plane flying over, and he can see that candle.
Yeah.
And I thought, my, that don't seem possible. But that's the way I'd like for my life to be.
I'm with you. Put it on a hill and let everybody see it.
Right on a hill and let everybody see it.
Well, folks, we appreciate you being with us this morning, and we hope your day is a blessing. We hope your life is a light. And maybe you'll be around someone that blesses your life today, and you'll say, that's what I want to be. I want to bless somebody else's life with a positive reflection of Jesus Christ. And it can be. No matter what you do, your life can be a positive reflection for Christ. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly blessed. We are blessed because we have the Word of Jesus Christ. We can never say, well, I didn't know, for it's there. If we don't read the Bible, then yes, we don't know what He's calling us to do. But that's a choice too. Do we study? Do we read? Do we listen to positive Christian music and sermons? Or do we listen to trash? It's our choice. Let us truly choose to follow you. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.